News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
World Health Organization is urging us, of course, in Europe to double down on non-pharmaceutical measures as it grapples with it. And spokesperson for the WHO, Dr. Margaret Harris, joins us now. Margaret, firstly, can you tell us, what do we know exactly about Omicron so far?
Well, to be honest, we've got more questions than answers. But the reason for putting this on the list of variant of concern was two things. The unprecedented number of mutations, especially affecting the spike region, which is the thing the virus uses to get into our cells. And the other thing, some emerging evidence that people were getting reinfected with the Omicron, people who'd been infected with something else. But the big issues we want to understand is, what's its ability to transmit itself, and will it have any ability to escape the vaccine?
Okay, and is it the case that neither of those questions are answerable at the moment?
Well, they're answerable, but we won't have the answers. So they're answerable by doing studies, and we're asking countries to start that work, or we asked that last Friday, as quickly as possible, so that we'll have those answers as quickly as possible.
Okay. And do we know how soon that might be? Is it going to be 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 2 weeks?
The timeline we're looking at is weeks. I'm not going to give you an exact date, because everybody will come back to me and say, okay, where's the answer?
That's fair.
But generally weeks.
Okay. So far, I know what you said, the spike protein, so that the mutation, it could reinfect us, it could avoid vaccines. But is there any question so far or thus far that it is, we don't know about more transmissible, but more serious? Is it causing any more serious an illness in people infected by it?
And that's the other big question. We will understand that when we look at who's in hospital and whether they've got this thing or not. As you know, the current vaccines we've got are very good at protecting against severe disease and death, of course. But we don't know whether this one has the ability to cause more severe disease, especially in people who are vaccinated. So that's another of the big questions. And that's, again, why we're saying to countries, anyone who's got this in their community, who's identified it, please start looking into the specific questions around those things, so that we can get the answers very quickly.
And for countries within, say, Europe, where we're based, where we have seen that there are some cases of this now, is there anything new we need to do, or is it the same back to basics, adhere to public health advice?
Well, the new thing is to actually do it. Yes, we all know what will stop transmission. Yes, we know that avoiding the social mixing, that's lots of different people coming into the one spot, and avoid wearing the mask and ensuring that you, if you're in a space indoors, make sure it's really well ventilated. We say that. I say that over and over again. But if you go around and look in the real world, it's not being done. So the new thing is to really do it.
Okay. And maybe lastly, this variant appears to have emerged in the southern countries of Africa. Is this an issue of vaccine equity? Is that what we're seeing at play here?
Well, it certainly does support what we have been saying. If you do not vaccinate the most at-risk groups all around the world at the same time, you give the virus an opportunity to transmit itself a lot, reproduce itself a lot, and therefore develop a better variant. Now, it has been reported from South Africa, because they did fantastic research. And as I think many of my colleagues have said, let's not punish South Africa for doing the best research in the world. But yes, it is likely that it arose because the virus was able to spread and transmit rapidly in an unvaccinated population.
And so when you hear a country like Ireland, we just had it announced on Friday last that everybody over the age of 16 now in this country is going to be eligible for a booster. What would be the World Health Organization response to that?
Well, we did ask that there be a moratorium until the end of the year on boosters. That was what we asked before. But I think the critical thing is that all countries that have got access to vaccines, or also countries that have the pressure or the power to influence the manufacturers to increase the manufacturing in the countries with no access, that's got to happen really rapidly. Also, sharing of doses really has to happen much more rapidly. We need to get every country vaccinated so that we let's hope this is a dress rehearsal. Let's hope this is not the big one. But the big one will come if we don't deal with vaccine equity properly and seriously.
Dr. Margaret Harris, spokesperson for the WHO, thank you for speaking to us on News Talk Breakfast.